call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hey, beautiful. Welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I'm so happy to have you here. I am your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And this is the place where you get to learn the secret of your vibrations. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And these are the attributes that require change. So welcome here. This is where you change your vibrations and you connect with yourself to a place of asking for what you want. So what do you want? That's all I need to ask you. Just ask yourself, what do I want, to get yourself right back into alignment so that you can positively impact the vibrations around you with your emotions and call in your reality as you see it. It's all about how you see it, the judgment you make on it. It's your perspective. Your emotion is energy in motion. And I want to talk to you today on my favorite subject, which is feelings are a language. If there was anything that I would want to leave this world and leave something behind, it would be that I've made people to understand that their feelings are a language. Your emotions serve as an emotional barometer as to whether you are on track to what you want and if you are not on track to what you want. So if you find that you're attracting things that you do not want, take stock. My thoughts are not in alignment with what I want. I need to change my thoughts right now. So today, you know that I'm a relationship and dating coach, right? I specialize in that area. And the reason why I do that is I actually see myself as an enhanced relationship coach because it's all about self-love. But what does self-love mean? It means developing a relationship with yourself, knowing who you are, not who you think you are, not your programming, not what the world tells you that you are, you know, the teachers, the media, parents, culture, not any of that, but who you are. Connecting to that part of yourself that is inside of you, that God created you and he told you who you are, that you are beautiful, you are magnificent, you are a masterpiece, there is no one like you. You are a creator of your reality. And when you can truly understand that and accept that and hold your shoulders back and know that you are a walking trophy, you are a prize, your world around you will shift to match that feeling that you're sending out. Your feelings are a language. Now, this morning I was speaking to a girlfriend of mine who is in a bit of a dilemma about moving home. She doesn't really want to move home because where she's living, she feels so abundant. She lives in a beautiful home. And I said to her, it would be a shame for you to move because you've not literally soaked yourself in that property as yet. You've been living there for 2 years. Nothing is too hard for God's universe. There is no order of difficulty when it comes to miracles from the universe if you believe. Your only task is to ask. But what we tend to do is we flit from asking to not asking. And the way that we ask is through our feelings. Our feelings are a language, you see. So if you're feeling miserable about something, God's universe says, okay, Is that how you're feeling? It's non-judgmental. It says your wish is my command. I'm going to give you a circumstance and experience to match the feeling that you're sending to me right now. You ask with your feelings. And so if you're in a situation where you're indecisive, one minute you're asking and then you're not asking, you want this and then you don't want it. The universe is confused. It's not actually confused, but it's going to give you a feeling of having, then not having, having, then not having. You have to be very clear about what you want. And then the whole of the universe will conspire to bend the molecules around you to suit what you have asked for in terms of your feeling and give it to you. And so I've got this friend, she's flitting between, shall I do this, shall I do that? I said, get very clear about what you want in terms of your feeling. How do you want to feel? And so I reminded her of some instances that had happened in her life. And in so doing, you see, when you teach, you also learn. It's also a reminder to oneself. And I reminded her about a job that she wanted. She wanted a job where she had great flexibility, she could work from home. And I remember I said, hold that feeling. Hold that feeling. And the agency that she had signed up for contacted her one day and said, look, we've got this job that seems ideal for you. She saw the job, she said, I have just found this perfect job. She went to the interview. She felt that she smashed it. She was like, Valerie, this job is amazing, etc., etc. Now, what happened is she called me the next day in the morning feeling a little disappointed. I said, what's wrong? She said, Valerie, the job I went for, I didn't get it. I said, don't you dare change your feelings. I said, it's not about how it's packaged. Don't get caught up in the packaging. God's universe still hears you. Stay in that feeling. Don't move from now you're not asking, because when you go into a feeling of, I didn't get it, I'm disappointed, what you're actually telling God's universe is that that is how you want to feel. Hold it in your mind that you've got this job. But she said, but the job is already gone. I said, it's not the job, it's how you want to feel. Focus on how you want to feel. So off she went, and she said that lifted her spirits. She was high again. She was thinking, okay, maybe something is better around the corner. Now you see, the Bible tells us all things work together for good for those that love God. The job had gone to somebody else. And here she was, still feeling high that she's going to attract something. A couple of weeks later, I remember exactly where I was. I was driving down this particular road in London, and she said, Valerie, would you believe that the agent called me? I pulled over. I said, what's happened? She said, well, the agent called me back. And you know that job that I went for? She said, they've called me back for a second interview. I don't know if I should go. I said, excuse me, you get your backside to that interview. Do you know that she went for that interview and they offered her the job? The lady that they had appointed the job, apparently she was there for a week or something like that, and she wasn't up to scratch. And in that job, they offered it to her. She got a salary where she only had to go into the office once a week. The rest of the time she could work from home because she already had a property business. So she didn't want anything that was too demanding of her time. And that's how she was able to secure the house that she lived in. The job literally boomeranged back to her. And I said, the reason that happened is because you stayed in that high energy of, this is how I want to feel. Now, had she gone back to feeling disappointed, oh, it's not going to happen, fear and doubt, God's universe would have said, your wish is my command. I'm going to give you that feeling. It's like planting a small plant in the ground. and you water it. Yeah, you water it, and the plant, even though you can't see it, is growing below the surface. You know, God's universe is at work. And then you look at it and you scratch your head and you think, this plant is not growing. You have now watered it with your words, your perspective of how you see that thing. And you know what the plant does? It doesn't. What do you do as a result of the words? You pull it up to see if it's working. But what have you done? You just unearthed the whole thing again. No, plant the seed and water it with positive words over and over and over until it's manifestation, even when it doesn't seem that way. Another example, I remember I attended a seminar about 4 years ago. And when I attended the seminar, they gave us these raffle tickets and they said they're going to give away a prize of some kind. And it was really an incentive to make sure that we came on time the following morning. And they announced that on the Sunday morning, they would be doing this raffle ticket. They would be announcing the prize. So as I was arriving on the Sunday morning, I remembered, oh yes, this is the prize day. And I looked at the numbers and I memorized the numbers in my mind. And I saw myself screaming with absolute elation, happy. Yes, I've won this ticket, I've won it. I saw the numbers being called by the person on the stage and I created the feeling inside of me, the vibration, and I sent it out explosively into the universe. I then went into the hotel where the seminar was being held. And as I just got through the doors, the first thing they said, which I was actually expecting it to be in the evening, was we're gonna do this raffle ticket. So I'm gonna call out these numbers. The winner is £50. And I thought, okay, this is me, I've got it. And I sat there and the guy began to call out the number. And when he called out this 5-digit number, it was like, I saw myself in that motion, and but it wasn't my number. My number wasn't called. But you see, the advantage with me is that I knew how the law of attraction works. And I knew that it was important that I not go into a state of not asking by feeling disappointed, thinking, oh, you know. What I did is I looked across at the woman and I celebrated with her, keeping myself in that high state of vibration. And I said, you know what? I know that I'm going to win this ticket. I know it sounds crazy. How could I say I know I'm going to win when clearly somebody else has won? Don't let appearances deceive you. Don't be deceived by appearance, okay, or how a situation looks. So I stayed in that high vibration, and then all of a sudden the guy announced that he was going to do another raffle ticket for £50. To my mind, he was only supposed to do one. And I again sat there. I was still in that high vibe, that emotion in my mind, my body. I could feel it surging forward. And this time he called my number and I got up and I ran screaming just as I had visualized it to the stage. And I grabbed my £50 note. And the funny thing was, is that the guy had actually said, I want this for camera. I want that person, whoever number it is, to come screaming to the stage. And if you don't come screaming to the stage, you're not going to get the £50 note. But that's how I had visualized it before he even said it, that I would run screaming to the stage. And I won it. Now, why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story not just for you to understand that your feelings are a language, but I want you to understand that God is your source. Everybody around you is God's resource. It is God resourcing himself through you. God resourcing himself through others that connect with you. They are an answer to your prayer and you are an answer to someone else's prayer. They are a solution to your problem, you see? And you are a solution to someone else's problem. God doesn't come down from the sky and do some kind of magic. No, he uses us. We are extensions of him. God is connected to all things. We are connected to all things. We are aspects of creation. And so God resources himself through us. And so in my book Perspective, which I've been speaking about for the last couple of shows, I have a section in the book called The Analogy of the Postman. In America, some parts of the world, they would say mailman. The Analogy of the Mailman. And it reads as this. As an enhanced relationship coach, I've often had to make it clear to women the difference between source and resource. You see, women come to me and they say that they want these particular qualities in a man. And then when he falls short of those particular qualities, they then begin to resent him. They begin to resent him as they see him as the source and not the resource. And if you really catch what I'm saying to you today, it will transform your life. So in the book, it reads, the postman, imagine this, the postman or the mailman, depending on where you are in the world, brings you letters. And you notice that he's brought you a letter that you're not expecting. That you are expecting, sorry. He's brought you letters, but there's a letter that you're expecting that he hasn't brought with you, with him. Now, you wouldn't say to the mailman with attacking words, you know, oh, you haven't brought the letter that I want. You would accept the letters that he's brought for you, thank him. And you may even mention to him, oh, I was expecting a letter, but it hasn't arrived. And even in doing so, you wouldn't do so with the response, with the mindset that it's his responsibility to bring the letter, because he has only brought you what he has been assigned. Can you see where I'm going with this? He can't give you what he cannot or doesn't have. Now, later on, maybe the round that he does the following day, maybe that day he's delegated to bring the letter to you. And it's because he has been selected to bring the letter to you. And so you will then receive it in perfect time. But not because you've demanded it of him. So your readiness plays a big part. Now, there's one thing that Spirit told me many years ago. It said, you will never catch a ball unless you're ready to catch it. You will never attain a great relationship until you're ready to catch it. So you have to get ready. God is preparing you for your guy, for your woman. He knows when you're ready because he created you. You can't rely on your understanding of whether you're ready. How could you? But you have to work on yourself. Now, watch this. Now, it's in your acceptance and your appreciation of the postman's delivery that he is his role as your resource and not your source that you now make yourself open to more. In other words, don't shoot the messenger. Be grateful for what he has brought you. So you might be in a relationship right now. Are you in gratitude? Are you exuding the feeling of gratitude for what you have in your life right now? Because remember, God's universe is listening. It's saying, Tracy, I know there's a Tracy that's listening to me right now on this call, on this show. I know that you're in my lounge right now. And he's saying, Tracy, listen, are you being grateful for what I've given you? Because that's from where I am in this universe, you seem mighty grateful. I'm going to give you more of that feeling. But if you're not, you see, God is the source. The men that come into your life, they are the resource. So look in them and what is here for me to be grateful about? Even the lessons that you learn about yourself, you ought to be grateful for. Because if you called him into your life, it's your perspective that brought him into your life. And if you're not happy with him, there's something you need to learn. There's always something that you can be grateful for. So don't shoot the messenger. So God works through us. The letters represent the qualities that you have asked for. And the postman represents, in this case scenario, the actual date. The vessels through which your required qualities, your desired qualities, will be resourced. The moment that you attach yourself as seeing the postman as the source instead of God's resource, you have literally bought into an illusion. Because you're there complaining, this person doesn't have this and this person doesn't have that. But a person cannot give what they do not have. If I had a tangerine in my hand, I can give it to you. But if I do not have the tangerine in my hand, I cannot give it to you. I can only give you what I have. So do not focus on what you have not. Don't focus on what you don't have. Because the lack that you see in him, if you focus on that, you will actually fail to fully appreciate what you do have. And so you won't be able to enjoy the person because you're there focusing on what you do not have in that person. It actually sounds really nonsensical to do that, but we do that all the time. You know, I love the verse Matthew 13:12, where it says, if you believe that you have, then more will be given to you. You will have an abundance of. In other words, what you already see and appreciate that you have, yeah, because you have to believe that you have to even appreciate it, then you will receive a top up on top of what you already have. Therefore, you will have an abundance of it. But if you believe that you have not, then even what you have will be taken away. Because you can have something in your hand. And if you don't appreciate what you have in your hand, you might as well not have it at all. So even what you do have will be taken away. God is so wise in his words. When you listen to the words that God has blessed us with, it's for our benefit. So do not focus on what the person doesn't have. What you're literally focusing on is something that doesn't exist. And you're tying yourself up in an illusion. That person is a resource, not a source. Can you see the sense in that? So the best thing to do is to engage yourself in the positive exchange of the giving and the receiving of qualities with one another. Because you see, you are a resource to him and he is a resource to you. And do it with deep appreciation. And in so doing, you will expand the paradigm of love that you have between you. It will grow bigger and bigger and bigger. The love in which you both participate. So in everything, as it's quoted in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So imagine if you looked at every single person that God sent your way as a carrier of your good, the answer to a prayer in their unique way, And you gave appreciation of that. I mean, true appreciation. Can you imagine where that could take you? Like everybody that came into your life, you just said, you know what? Thank you, God. I mean, everyone that came to your life, you said, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Every single person, that attitude of gratitude would literally catapult your life, because you would continually be receiving an abundance and abundance and abundance of all things to be grateful for. How marvelous a life that would be. And so you see, when I coach women, I take spiritual psychotherapy to a different level. You have to have the ability to look past appearances. And so when God gifted me with my first book, She's Got That Vibe, which is available on my website, www.valerieacampbell.com, and Perspective, which is also available on my website, www.valerieacampbell.com/perspective. You can read more about the book there, and you can also purchase the book there as well. When I followed the direction of God, knowing that God is my God is my creator, that all I have is a perspective, which is a slice of the pie. I can't see the whole picture. Only God, who is omnipotent, who is everywhere, ubiquitous, everywhere at the same time, past, present, and future, sees my life. I have to lean on his own understanding. I have to lean on his understanding, not mine. What do I know? What do I know? We were not designed to live independent of God. We were designed to be connected to him at all times and to ask for his direction. So when I wrote She's Got That Vibe, it was under the direction of the Holy Spirit. And from the She's Got That Vibe, Spirit told me to break vibe down into an acronym: vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And to start working on the vision of an individual, getting them to understand who they are, that they're not their programming, that they are a child of the Most High. A child of the Most High. And then from that place, now you can set an intention. You see, and I heard Pastor R.C. Blake say this: to attract or to find somebody who fits your future, you have got to have first visited your future. You have to know who you are. You have to know what you're about. You have to know the direction that you're going, because you don't want to attract someone who doesn't fit your future. And so you have to open up your eyes first. That's the V, vision. Who am I? And it's from that place that you now set an intention for who you want in a relationship. How do you want to feel? And you communicate that through the language of feelings. Don't get caught up in the packaging. The how is not up to you, because ultimately, when I say to a woman, okay, you want that man who's got tall, burly shoulders and, you know, the washboard abs. Why? Oh, because I want to feel like this. Well, let's get to the crunch. You can't hide from God's universe. Let's get to the crunch of how you want to feel in a relationship. You see, that's how you do it. You communicate in language. And then the B is for beliefs. It's about unearthing those beliefs, just like I am now. I'm trying to break you free from beliefs that have you caught up in a warped and distorted reality. And from that place, now you stand in a place of expectation with no doubt, no fear, knowing that you bend reality with your asking. So I've really enjoyed having you in my Vibe Lounge today, and I hope that you've learned some secrets, because these are still a lot of secret. It's a big secret for some individuals out there, and it takes some undoing. But I hope that it has resonated with you. I know it has. I know that it's touched you in a big way. So have a wonderful day. Reflect on what was said here today. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio App. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.